Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, where you been? Where you been? On the phone with us, Mr. Nate Jackson, Director of Biblical Studies and Discipleship for Maranatha Christian Schools. Nate, are you there with us?
I'm here, David. And, you know, I heard your comments a few minutes ago about the Nebuchadnezzar video, and you're right on. Now, more than ever, especially in this day and age, do we need to promote the idea that Jesus is the center of all things. And you know what? That's coming from a Philadelphian, so how about that?
That is pretty good right there. That's
There is some value to us, huh?
No. You're extremely valuable when the guy on the Philadelphia team gets me my points in fantasy football.
That's right. I'm telling you. Go Chip Kelly.
All right, Nate. Talk to us. You guys have got a massive thing going on. You got the Operation Shoebox event that's taking place at the school. Give the audience, give them the fill-in. A lot of people have never heard of this. Take them through this process and what you guys did to build up and what you're doing today and what happens in the future.
Absolutely. This has been a process of over a month. We started back at the end of September that we started promoting to our students and parents Samaritan Purse Operation Christmas Child, where they pack shoeboxes of toys and gifts, toothbrushes, washcloths, soap, whatever, and they put in the gospel presentation in the language of the country that the shoebox is being sent to, and that children all around the world will be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be blessed with things that maybe they don't have. And so we started promoting this whole operation in late September, and for the whole month of October, our students from kindergarten through 12th grade have been bringing in donations and collections, and here we are today, November 7th, where we have our annual packing party where all of our grades, kindergarten, all the way up to the big kids, coming through the assembly line, packing the shoeboxes with these materials. And I know they just wrapped up about 30 minutes ago, and we doubled the amount of boxes from what we had last year. I think this year we're sending out over 400 boxes.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you this. I heard this from this rumor. Tell me if this is true. When you guys are putting together the boxes, the kids are putting together the boxes, then when you get most of the stuff together, then they're praying over the boxes.
That's right. When every class comes down and we have them coming down, the kindergarten, then the first grade, then the second grade at a time, before they even start to begin to go through the line, we stop. We go over with them what we're doing. We pray for this effort. They go through the line. They pack their boxes. And before we put the boxes in the larger crates, we pray over the boxes one more time. And so it has been an event all day full of prayer, because we believe, as James says, the effectual fervent prayers of righteous men and women accomplishes much. So that's a very important part of this whole thing.
Let me ask you this. So if somebody is listening and they're like, oh, I love this. I mean, I love this idea. What can they do? Is there participation for other people that are kind of, you know, outside of the circle? Because you guys just finished, but there might be some people that are like, I love this cause. I want to be a part of this. How can people get connected or just find out a little bit about it?
Oh, absolutely. I know going to Samaritan Purse website, and this whole operation led by Franklin Graham, the son of the great evangelist Billy Graham, can find out more information there. I know our the church that we are connected with, birthed out of Maranatha Chapel, that they are doing this whole process as well, and they'll be having their pack-in party coming up here on our school campus Saturday, November 22nd. And so boxes and collections are being donated to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so SamaritansPurse.org is the website that people can probably get the information directly from that angle. And then also, though, I want to talk about the school, because your school is, you know, it's like you got an awesome school. You have powerful academics, which is, you know, to say that's important is an understatement. You have an excellent athletics, you got drama, you got arts, and now you've got these community causes. You know, this is a great statement from the school to the community saying we're a part of it, we're connected to it, and we're going to do something about it. That's got to give you a sense of accomplishment in reaching out the gospel to the community.
Oh, absolutely. And again, tying it back into what you said earlier, with the days that we are living in, the days are evil, and it is a sick and dark and diseased and dying world out there. We don't have time to waste time spinning in place. We want to take all that the Lord has entrusted to us and use it for promoting the good news of Jesus Christ, whether that's as we've just got through our school missions emphasis month of October and talking to the students about the international mission trips that they will be able to go on towards the spring. Or we had a talk in one of our chapel services on how we can use the sports field, the athletic field, as a mission field. We had a speaker coming to talk about urban missions. And so all that is tying in to focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we don't speak it, who will? And so we want to be bold and we want to be clear in our presentation of the gospel, because that is the power of God unto salvation. We really believe that.
Yeah, and that's it. You go into Romans 1:16. It's, you know, for the gospel. The gospel itself is the power. And one of the things I think that people miss is they think, well, I've got to present this so perfectly. I've got to speak like Billy Graham and do it exactly this way. And it's like, no, dude. That gospel, that's God's message. You share it. He'll do the power part. He'll do the empowering.
That's right. And we tell the kids all the time, God is not looking for your ability. God is looking for your availability. And when he comes upon a person with his Holy Spirit, he does the work. And that's what Paul said. He said, I labored more than any of these others, but it wasn't me. It was the Lord doing it in and through me. So that's who gets all the glory.
Yeah, amen. Now, let's talk about this, because you're using, and I don't know if this is an outreach program or it's just because you have an awesome school, so you'll have to tell me which one this is. But you guys have an upcoming thing where you're doing a free movie night. Is that right?
We are doing a free movie night next Saturday. We'll be showing, I think, The Chronicles of Narnia. We want to be a blessing to our families from the little kids on up and have the parents involved. And it builds community. It builds fellowship. And it gives an alternative to really a lot of the trash that's in the world. And so that's what God has called us to do. And I know tonight our football team's playing for their league championship. And there's just so much going on here at our school. And we're so excited because it's all been really prompted by the Lord.
Yeah, that's what's great is that you guys are building upon, in concert with the Lord, you're working together, and you're just building upon these different plateaus that God has given you piece by piece. And as long as the Lord is building the house, brother, it's a good thing. It's like, you know, that's that big key. How can people get more information about Maranatha Christian Schools?
Well, the best way is to go to our website at maranathachristianschools.org. I know that's a long website, maranathachristianschools.org. And there they can click on all the tabs to find out our information. There's a page for our admissions, to how they can get involved, maybe send their students here and get a Christ-centered education that is also going to equip them academically and spiritually in all ways. So MaranathaChristianSchools.org.
And that's the website. And if they want, then once they go on the website, they can contact you. I'm sure you have contact information on the website.
That's right. Our phone is 858-759-9737. And the friendly ladies at the front desk are ready to take phone calls and help answer any questions that anyone would have.
Yeah. Great job, Nate. That's a great job you just did. How'd it feel?
It felt great, but, you know, again, that's what we Philadelphians do.
That was a good line. I liked it, brother. I liked it. Ladies and gentlemen, MaranathaChristianSchools.org. That's the website. Now, keep in mind, there's two things I want you to remember. They got a free movie night coming up, and that's a week from tomorrow. So there's a great opportunity there. Plus, the Samaritan Samaritan Purse's organization, the Christmas Child Shoebox Element. You can go to samaritanspurse.org, get information regarding that, and you can just check them out, because it's going to be worthwhile to check them out, and you never know if the Lord has a great connect for your future and the school's future together. That would be very cool. Thank you for joining us, sir. I appreciate you taking the time.
Always good talking to you, David. Look forward to next time.
All right. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, believe it or not, I've actually got a funny news story. Wow.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The city of San Diego is in a drought alert and new water rules are in effect. Please conserve and water landscapes only 3 days a week. Let's work together to waste no water. Learn more about water use restrictions at wastenowater.org.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. And right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus
on November 22nd, Mount Miguel Covenant Village, one of the area's premier retirement communities, invites you to experience the four-part harmonies and meaningful messages of Legacy 5, one of gospel music's favorite Southern gospel groups. As a continuing care retirement community and an equal housing opportunity provider, Mount Miguel Covenant Village offers active residential living and high-quality health care services that include assisted living, short-term rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. Since 1886, Covenant Retirement Communities, a ministry of the Evangelical Covenant Church, has been committed to providing affordable senior living options for people of all faiths. For more information or to RSVP for the Legacy 5 performance, contact Mount Miguel Covenant Village at 877-302-2697 or visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com. retire@mountmiguel.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego, Tommy Hawthorne and crew, who are coming in next week. I've said it, I think, every day for almost a year, and it's pretty important to me personally. I have had a family member who had to go through recovery, that recovery saved that person's life. And I think it's important to understand that some people who are Christians can really struggle deep and dark in drugs and alcohol, and anybody who's in ministry to help them deserves prayer and any kind of support. And if you're also if you're one of those people that are in a kind of a darker place and you just don't know how to break through, these guys are the guys you want to call. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website to go to as well. And then if you feel led by the Lord to help them, to pray for them, to get connected to them, do so. I mean, follow what the Lord leads you to do. That's always a good thing. Never go wrong. You'll never go wrong doing your best to follow the Lord. You know, as long as you're sincere, it'll work out. Let's see. There's a couple things. I don't know if I want to do this one thing or not. It is a little humorous, and I was going to ask you about this, Robo Producer, because I'm not sure how to respond to it. But a big chart came out today. Actually, it was yesterday. I apologize. Yesterday. And it says that the Weather Channel morning show is beating CNN and MSNBC.
Wow. That actually says volumes.
Now everybody knows that Fox did do pretty good during the election. I'm a fan and I listen to or watch Fox, but I'm not sold out for every single person. I think sometimes they go too extreme and, you know, it's too deep into certain realms, but I like the general sense of it. But I'm going to go with when a weather pattern beats or is more captivating than Morning Joe, it might be time for some changes there. But apparently the Weather Channel tweeted out the numbers because they had never done that before. So I feel it's a rainy day, perhaps.
Did you know that actually one of the former weathermen here in San Diego, he was on KUSI TV, our TV partners on our sister station, John Coleman, actually was the founder of the Weather Channel.
I did not know that. Wow. Yeah, you got to learn. It's part of it. Some good news on the political front, to the cultural front, I should say. Federal court, did you hear about this, upholding traditional marriage? There was a federal court that heard cases that had to do with Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and the court split 2-1, upholding the ban of same-sex marriage in these states. What that does right there, just so you can know, is it definitely sets the stage for a Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. And they're principle, their position, just so you can know, they didn't even take any kind of moral position at all. They said this is an issue that should be divided by the people in individual states, period. So if the people make a decision and say no same-sex marriage, that's the collective will of the people, then the collective will of the people should prevail. So it's kind of an interesting, it's going to create a lot of tensions, but this is going to, you're going to see the same-sex marriage go to the Supreme Court because of this ruling, because they're saying, no, the people have the right to vote and say no, we don't want that. What do you think of that? That's a major victory, I think.
That's a huge victory.
Huge victory right off of that. On the heels of that insanity is this insanity, because this is incredible. But this is not in the United States. It's in Newtown Abbey, okay? Not Downton Abbey, Newtown Abbey in Northern Ireland. A cake maker, here we go again, a cake maker. What is it with people picking on cake makers? I mean, is it because they were in a nursery rhyme or something?
Don't tell your kid to grow up to be a cake maker.
You know, a baker, a maker, a candlestick maker. What's that? I mean, these poor guys are getting hammered. Anyway, a Christian-owned baking company in Northern Ireland was told by authorities to make a gay-themed Sesame Street wedding cake and apologize or face a court order and possible jail time. So the courts are trying to force a Christian company to make a gay Bert and Ernie, a gay Sesame Street cake. Are you following this? In other words, they're not gay, but these people want a gay Bert and Ernie, and the court in Ireland is trying to force them to bake that cake. So while the United States might have a ray of hope, there's other parts of the world that are sinking fast.
Hey, I like your theory from, I think it was a couple of months ago. You know what? Go ahead. make the cake. No one ever said you had to make it a good cake.
Yeah. I mean, that's very serious. You want a Bert and Ernie cake? Okay. I'm going to give you a Bert and Ernie cake. The person will go in there and goes, what's that? That's Ernie's toupee. It covers the whole cake. What do you want
good
from
call.
Me? I mean, how hard is that? Well, that's not Bert and Ernie. That's your opinion.
This is my version of Bert and Ernie.
Right. This is my version. I see it differently.
Ernie needed the haircut. I'm sorry. Not my problem.
He let his hair grow too long. That's what the cake represents, because there's no barbers.
The black cake.
Oh, my goodness. Do I have to exit? Are we done? We're kind of out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, okay. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to get into a DDD, and it's a good one.
Diamonds.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit TeamKiaOfElCajon.com.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honeydew List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honeydew List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honeydew List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Near the end of their failing midterm election campaign, Democrats launched shameful efforts to exploit the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Radio ads and leaflets in at least six states invoked the memory of the dead 18-year-old, suggesting that the only way to prevent more Fergusons was to elect more Democrats. They never even tried to explain how voting for rich white liberals was supposed to keep poor black teenagers out of harm's way. After all, the Ferguson tragedy occurred under the federal leadership of Democrats Barack Obama and Harry Reid, with a Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, who's a partisan Democrat, and in St. Louis County, where county government is totally dominated by Democrats. If electing Democrats is supposed to prevent more Fergusons, why didn't an election of all those Democrats serve to prevent the original tragedy? I'm Michael Medved.
The daily inside analysis and clarity in the townhall.com commentary comes to you from the Salem Radio Network.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay, San Diego, California. San Diego, California. And if you're not sure what ooh means, then you just stick around for the radio show and you'll find out what ooh really sounds like. Who did that? Who did that? I have no idea.
That guy's goofy.
That guy's strange. If you want to reach the show, there's a couple ways to do it. You can call the show, 866-K-PRAISE, but you can only call the show when the show is on, because when the show is off and you call the show, I'm not on. Therefore, we won't take your call. See how that works? 866-577-2473.
Also, he's spot on. He's spot on right there. He's spot on.
You know, after 2 years, I have entirely too many of those clips. I think.
Oh, no, we don't have enough.
There could be a problem there. If you want to reach the show a different way, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You're welcome to do that. It's time for DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. You like that? I don't know. I just made that up. Luke chapter 12. Verse 16 through 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 16 through 21. 16 through 21. Here we go. Then he told them a parable. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, "What should I do since I don't have anywhere to store my crops? I will do this," he said. "I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones and store all my grain and my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' That's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
Woo!
Well, I bet when Jesus told that parable, people were like going, "What? What?" At first you're thinking, what's the problem? I mean, what's the problem? The guy's being productive. He's got productive land. You kind of wish this was our country. It was productive. Things were going good. He's like, "I'll build bigger barns." What's the real issue that's taking place in Luke 12, 16 through 21? You want to know what the real issue is? The core issue in this whole thing? And watch this. Watch how this affects you. Ready? He didn't seek God's input in his decision-making process. Uh-oh. This seems like the same thing we've been talking about throughout the whole show. Yeah, it sure does. Here's what he does. The guy's like, "Hey, I'm doing pretty well. I got a lot of productivity going on. What am I going to do? I mean, I don't have enough room for all the stuff I've got. I think I'll build bigger barns and I'll do this and I'll do this. Then I'm going to do this and I'm going to take it easy and I'm going to do this." And God's like going, ding dong, your time is up. It's just like, what he didn't do is say, maybe I should consult God and find out what his point of view or his input is, instead of just making all the decisions like he was the ruler of the world and all this stuff was just his and he gets to do whatever he wants because, you know, we think we're all in charge. And it's like, yeah, see, it doesn't work that way, especially when the ding dong bell comes and you have to then face God. You see how that works? Here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to do your life without seeking God's input. What if the Lord doesn't think it's a good idea for you to build bigger barns? No, you don't understand how the economic system works, Dave. We must continually grow. What if God says, sell everything you have and go preach to the poor? Isn't he entitled to do that? He is God, after all. He is allowed to give directives like that. "Oh, he'd never say that to me." Just keep saying that. You watch what happens. You're going to get a different kind of ding-dong. Here's the bottom line. If you're not seeking God's input to the things that you're doing and you're just trying to decipher and determine everything yourself, you're pretty much living as your own God. There is a problem with that. I mean, here's the thing. God has an accounting appointment with you. I hate to say this to you. People are not going to like this. God has an accounting appointment with you. He's going to meet with you and he's going to review with you. Now, it could be at the big judgment or it could be prior to the big judgment, but he's going to meet with you. You're going to have a session with the Lord. Let's just get that straight. And all the people that, "No." Oh, yes, you are. You're having a session with God, and you saying no doesn't change it. That doesn't matter. And you had best be wealthy in Jesus and not just product. We said often, and we'll say it often, we'll say it even more times than this. Here's the key. If you want to stay current, if you want to stay where you're supposed to stay, you don't need the radio, you don't need newspaper, you don't need internet, you don't need magazines. You need to spend time with the Lord. Because if this guy was spending time with the Lord, he would have said this first. I wonder what the Lord would like me to do. And then when the doorbell rings for him, the Lord's like, hey, he's like, oh, hey, Lord, I was just thinking I need to make sure to do what you want me to do. That's why I like you, son. Come on in. I mean, that's the important elements. We need to seek God's input, and we need to be wealthy in him. We need to be full of treasure that's heavenly treasure. I don't want to go to heaven broke. And by that, I mean, I don't want to go to heaven with nothing built into the eternal. I want to build into it. I know the best investment is the one that lasts the longest and gives the most. That would be anything I put in heaven. I'm not stupid. I get that. Let's be wealthy in Jesus. And when we're trying to figure things out, let's do this. Let's get God's input in any endeavor we engage in. How about that? That's a good idea. Okie dokie. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's big news from Ken Starr. Ken and his wife Tina have built one of the greatest heating and air conditioning services around by focusing with all their heart on their customers. Ken and Tina care deeply, so it's no surprise how fast their AC service has grown.
Hi, I'm Ken Starr, third generation heating and air guy. You might have heard us on the radio as American Comfort or 1-800-COMFORT. We've had such huge feedback that we are proud to announce Home Comfort USA. It's really the heart of me and my wife offering heating and air conditioning. We've had such huge feedback, we've actually had to open a customer experience department just to be able to take all the phone calls and write down all the positive reviews that you've given us. At Home Comfort USA, we are devoted to the welfare of others.
New name, same loving family. Call them up and say big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all priced at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Celebrate Ken and Tina's new season and bring your family quality of life with Home Comfort USA. Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637. CSLB number 974900.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season, and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now at 619-212-7912. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and new customers save $250 on a whole house treatment. Ask about our every other month pest control service. 619-212-7912. 619-212-7912.
The Master Seminary is excited to partner with Nine Marks for a one-day workshop focusing on the topic of an inerrant scripture and the local church. So join me and my friend Mark Dever at the Lyceum Theater in San Diego on November 18th from 9 to 5 as we think through the relevancy of the Word of God to the body of Christ and the preaching of Scripture. Tickets are just $45, and you can register for the event at ninemarks.org. Come and join us for what promises to be an exciting event, November 18th at the Lyceum Theater in San Diego.
Register now for the Nine Marks Workshop at the Lyceum Theater in San Diego's Horton Plaza, November 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring John MacArthur and Pastor Mark Dever. Learn more at the number 9marks.org. Nine Marks wants to help local churches reestablish their biblical bearings and rethink their ministry methods. Register now at ninemarks.org/events. Tickets are $45, $25 for students. November 18th at the Lyceum Theater.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. You can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Yes! Yes!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to remind everybody, we did on the 5th, I believe it was November 5th. We did, was it the anniversary show? So I shared some more of the testimony in the second hour of the Lord kind of bringing me back towards ministry. And if you have not heard it.
Oh, you need to.
It is worth the listen. It's worth that 15, 20 minutes because it's an interesting story and you know, it's kind of moving in some parts. And I think you'll find it to be uplifting, edifying, and challenging all at the same time. Which is a nifty trick, you know, all at the same time.
Something not very much short of miraculous. Some of the points in that story, like the whole dream sequence, just phenomenal.
Just bizarre, right? I mean, it's weird stuff. But for those that don't know what we're talking about, that's why you got to go to the podcasts and listen to it. It just doesn't cost anything. We don't charge that. I pay out of my own pocket for the podcasts, and we put them up there, and people get a chance to listen to them. So that's what it is. I thought this was unique, and then we'll go from this to the DDD. That's how we're going to do it. Some feminists have absolutely gone off the deep end, and this is yet reason 755 why the apocalypse is upon us now. Feminists are now trying to redefine hello as a sexual assault. So now you read something like this, you think, do they have nothing to do? Is there nothing to do? So what they did is they filmed a 10-hour period in New York of people saying hello to them. So there'd be like construction workers who, you know, do the catcall kind of thing, right? And then there'd be other people like, hey, beautiful. And somebody said, hey, how you doing? And somebody else said, hey, have a nice evening. And this is like, you're right. That's certainly to the level of sexual assault by saying hello. Come on. They're just bored. They have to be bored. I mean, what else? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what they weren't doing. They weren't helping any election processes. I can tell you that. Robo producers in there doing the fake I'm the hangman scenario. Okay, let's go to the DDD before we completely lose it, which will yet again for the entire show. It's been one theme all the way through the show. Guess what? Here we go with the last of them, which will absolutely blow your mind on how exactly along the lines this show started and how it's going to end.
It's been a very light, much like a nice blended Frappuccino.
Yes. Daniel chapter 3, verse 12. This will be the whipped cream on the top of the thing right here. Daniel chapter 3, verse 12. And it says this. This is when Nebuchadnezzar built that big, big statue, and everybody was supposed to bow down to the statue when they played the music and all the different things. And this is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is what it says. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have disregarded you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Now you're sitting there thinking, how, where are you going with this? Just slow down there. Watch this. First of all, many commentators believe that that golden image was potentially Daniel, because he's not mentioned in this text at all, and Daniel had just given the king the dream that the king had, plus the interpretation, and he, you know, the king always obligated when somebody does something like that. So some people think the statue could have been Daniel. Don't know. No way to know. It's a good guess. It's fun to talk about, but there's no definitive. But here's what did happen. When we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, you're not just talking, we mentioned this before, we're not just talking about a general guy who's like kind of in charge. You're talking about the ruler. You're talking about the government. The government for Babylon was in Nebuchadnezzar's hands. He was the government. He was in charge. He ruled with an iron fist. His policies were the policies. Every decision making was his. He would give life, he would execute one person, let another person live. I mean, even Daniel, when Daniel's talking to the king, says, look, the Lord did give you an incredible amount of authority and power. There's no question about it. This is the government as far as anybody and everybody is concerned. And here's the situation. The government builds a statue, an image, a gold image, 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide. And commands everybody to bow down and worship this image. Okay? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go, no. No, we're not going to do it. And I want to point out that this passage clearly teaches that complete compliance to the government and or to leaders to the point of breaching our conscience or scriptures is biblically unfounded and unacceptable. In other words, they would not yield to the government's request because it was blasphemy, contrary to their faith, contrary to their conscience, and they said no. And what happens is when we get into the political arenas, people will come out and they'll say, but Dave, Romans 13, 1 through 4 say that we're supposed to obey the authorities. But they'll never quote Acts 4:19 that says we ought to obey God rather than man. So what they'll do is they'll take one scripture, this is the key, and not the other scripture, and they won't have a balance of scriptures. Without the balance of scriptures, you become a heretic, which is a person who extremes in a doctrine. Jesus made it absolutely clear how we are to approach every subject that's in the framework of Scripture. When Jesus quoted the Scripture to Satan and Satan threw a Scripture back at him, Jesus said, it is also written. That word also is one of the most powerful words in the Bible, because he's saying, yeah, it is written that, but it's also written this. And you put those together to come to conclusions. So while we remember Romans 13, 1 through 4, we remember it with a balance of Acts chapter 4, verse 19, which says we ought to obey God rather than men. When man's power and authority forces a Christian to breach conscience or break scripture, you don't follow. Okay? Like if the government says you will pay for abortions and you believe abortion is murder and unscriptural, you shouldn't do it. And you think, well, but they're telling us to do it, but you don't have to do it. And you can, I mean, when I send money in, I pray over the money that it goes to the right places and nothing that will offend God. That's what I do. And I'm trying to do it right before the Lord. I don't always do it perfect, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to do it right before the Lord. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Governments, leaders, directors, people that are in charge, they have a certain amount of authority, and they've been given that authority, and that authority is supposed to be used in a righteous capacity. But when that authority breaches your conscience or breaches scripture, you do not yield to it. It's just there's no other way around it. What if they turned around tomorrow and said, all Christians must kill all this race of people, this group of people, we're going to force you to, and if you don't, we're going to penalize you with a tax. You're going to tell me, oh, well, we should obey that. What, are you crazy? You don't obey that. You have to follow the Lord first and foremost. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's the first commandment. The second is important, but it's not the first. Otherwise, the first would be the second, and the second would be the first. The first commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The second commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You got to start between you and God, so you got to go up and down before you can go. You got to go north and south before you can go east and west. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a massive Facebook post. Don't go anywhere. For your love.
For your love. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Mary Jean Anderson, president of Anderson Plumbing, Heating, and Air, invites you to call today for their $49 annual heater tune-up. You'll get her superstar team of technicians, and your system will be ready when you need it. They're Anderson Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and nobody wows clients like they do.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
There I was, sitting in the car, palms sweating, heart pounding, and all I could think about was how bad my credit was. I thought the finance guy was going to escort me out of the back door as soon as he saw my credit report. Instead, he shook my hand and gave me the keys to my new car at a great interest rate. Thanks to Fortress Credit Pros, my bad credit was fixed and my credit score increased over 120 points in just 90 days. I was able to buy a new car, and getting approved for credit is no longer a problem.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit? Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call 888-900-3678. 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow! It's just another 2 hours that went by so fast. I can't believe it.
It's fastest 2 hours of radio.
It's just like, I'm telling you, if my drive home was this fast, I would never complain.
Hey, that's why we need a transporter.
Yeah. Yeah, where is Captain Kirk with my ship? I don't understand what's going on here. Okay. If you want to reach the show, you're always welcome to send me an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. I'd appreciate it if you go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience and like it and make a comment. Let us know what you think. By the way, I did put on my other, we have two Facebook thingies. One's the David Spoon Experience, and the other one's like David Spoon. And then the David Spoon one's attached to the station. David Spoon Experience one's more attached to me, kind of not apart from the station, but kind of just disconnected a little. And I put up a picture today of the moon over the water this morning outside of our house, outside of our
patio. Was it breathtaking?
It was unbelievable. The water looked pink. And the moon is there, and then you got the blue. And it's like you're sitting there, you're going, you know, I know one day we're going to move, and all I'm going to remember is, remember those nice views we had? Because we'll move, we'll probably end up looking at like a street or something. But, well, every time I see something good, I just take a picture of it. And I was like, look at this, look at this. I'll have to show you. It's amazing. It's really quite amazing. Anyway, getting back to the spiritual elements, Facebook post coming up right now. What kind of music do we have?
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and try to know who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
Underdog. I love it.
Underdog.
Oh, I did that yesterday, but I did it with my mouth. I went do 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 do. You know, it's funny. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19. This is not going to be the most popular Facebook post I've done on this show because it's going to challenge some of you and some of you are going to dislike it. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19 says this. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. See, these are the scriptures that people, I don't want, don't teach that. I have itching ears, don't teach that. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. In spite of the fantasiacal ideology that Christians never suffer, we can and do suffer. Okay? And this idea, well, Christians don't suffer. Jesus suffered. Did you think you were going to get out of everything? Yes, but he died for my sins. Yes, I know, but he suffered. In fact, the Bible even says that he reached perfection through suffering. So don't be jumping out on the bouncy bounce yet. Just think about what we're saying. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Suffering for some circumstances is the Lord's will. Not in every circumstance, I agree. But there is suffering in the Lord's will. It's not a question of whether we're going to encounter suffering. We can and we do often encounter suffering. Robo Bruce, have you ever suffered? Ever?
Let me see. Yeah, earlier today.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we say. Sometimes it's a part of his will. That's not what's at issue. What's at issue is how we respond to the suffering. This is what the Facebook post is all about. How do we respond to the suffering? How do we do it? Because what some people will say is they'll just go into a flat-out denial. Oh, I'm not suffering. Can I get some more Band-Aids, please? I mean, it's like, come on. If you're suffering, you're suffering. You know, you think denying it changes it? You know, it's all in the mind. Well, yes, that arrow that's in your head must be in the mind. Because when there's suffering, it happens. But Peter tells you how to handle suffering right in the passage. Listen to the passage. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. There's two elements that we're supposed to do when we're in the midst of suffering. The first is committing ourselves even more to the Lord. If you're suffering and it's part of God's will, do you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to be more committed. He wants you to be more in the kingdom. He wants you to be more attached, more on fire. He wants you to be more, even if you're suffering, more. Commit yourselves to your faithful Creator. And then it says, and continue to do good. So he wants you, if you're suffering according to the will of God, he wants you to commit yourself more to him and continue to do good stuff. In other words, suffering is not a reason to be a jerk. I can't say it any clearer. It's not a reason for you to go on a rampage. It's not a reason for you to treat people poorly. If you're suffering and it's according to the will of God, there's two very simple processes. One, get closer to God. And two, continue to do good. That's what he wants. And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. But you have to do what the Lord puts before you. So if you're suffering and it's according to God's will, then you become more committed to the Creator and you continue to do good stuff. And by doing that, you honor God. And honoring God is what you want your life to be about. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break, and then it's more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
To celebrate.